Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God, equal and one with the Father and the Son. He is eternal, omnipresent, and omniscient. He has a mind, knows, feels, and speaks. He is the gift and promise from God to all those who repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Character of Holy Spirit is revealed through his names. He is known as the Spirit of God, of your Father, of Christ, of truth, of grace, of life, of adoption, of holiness, of promise. He is seen and felt as a mighty wind and tongues of fire, place shaken, water, dove, breath. What does Holy Spirit do to the world? He convicts the world of sin, for not believing in God's redemptive plan to Jesus, of righteousness, for not believing Jesus rose from the dead and is with the Father, and of judgment, for not recognizing that rebellion against God, work of Satan, is judged. He can be resisted, for he has given mankind freedom to choose. Before New Testament, Holy Spirit was seen in creation, development of people, and in the compilation of Scripture. He sometimes entered selected people to give them wisdom and understanding. He came upon others to give them supernatural power or boldness. He never stayed in upon them forever, because no one was sinless. Under New Testament, Holy Spirit empowers what Jesus has authorized. He glorifies Jesus. Spirit in us is mandatory for salvation. This is the born from above experience, for no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by Holy Spirit. He is in us forever. Holy Spirit upon us is mandatory for his supernatural power to work through us. This is the only effectively way to witness Jesus to others and serve him. For the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. The result of in and upon is the biblical term filled, completed, or baptized in Holy Spirit. The evidence of this baptism is the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. Tongues is the only gift that was not available in the Old Testament but was prophesied about. Some of the gifts of Holy Spirit are wisdom, knowledge, discerning of spirits, working of miracles, healing, faith, prophecy, tongues, and its interpretation. He gives these based on our desire for them and our pursuit of love for others. How to be baptized in Holy Spirit. He is given as a result of believing in Jesus and totally surrendering to him obedience. He is the gift, and he is not given by measure, but completely. There are various ways he is received, e.g. by asking your Heavenly Father, by being unified in Christ with other believers and desiring to witness Jesus to others, by receiving the good news of Jesus and immediately responding, or by being laid hands on by those who are baptized in Holy Spirit. Once baptized, do we need to be refilled? No, he is with us forever, and all we need is to be fulfilled, satisfied, G.K. Plaroux, in the Spirit. How? By speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. What does Holy Spirit do in those who are led by him? He conforms us into the image of his Son, testifies and guides us into all truth, teaches us, witnesses to us, tells us of things to come, and reminds us that we are sanctified. He intercedes for us according to the will of God, protects us against the work of the enemy, empowers us, gives us love, gives us clarity of thought, helps us endure, and gives life to our mortal bodies. He makes us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him. How does a Spirit-led Christian respond? As sons of God, calling on God as our Father, Abba, and knowing the authority we have in Christ. We feed on the blood and flesh of Jesus, thus we repent and lean not on our own understanding, but walk as Jesus walked. We do good works and not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. We are kind, tender-hearted, and forgive one another ongoing. For where Holy Spirit is, there is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and freedom with persecution. Can we talk fellowship with Holy Spirit? Yes, speak to him like the disciples spoke to Jesus while he was on earth. He is our helper on earth. Prophets, disciples, and the early church knew his will, heard his voice, and spoke with him. In order to overcome, it is vital to hear him and obey. His voice is accompanied by an inner peace of knowing. Therefore, do not grieve Holy Spirit through bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, backbiting, slander, every form of evil against another. Do not quench him by stopping his manifestation like prophecy, tongues. Do not lie nor test him. Do not blaspheme him by mocking or accrediting Holy Spirit's work to that of Satan, nor by walking away from Jesus your Lord. Do not continually walk in the flesh, for they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Remember, we are the temple in which God dwells on earth and no longer belong to ourselves. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.